Something for the weekend. It's Trina Mara here, and on the line we've got Gareth Crudden from Kingsbridge Private Hospital. We're talking today about the cross-border healthcare scheme, and this is something I couldn't believe when I saw the email, Gareth, because only there in January I had to fork out €6,000 to have an operation myself because I didn't have health insurance and I couldn't wait 2 years to have it done. So I was getting my gallbladder removed and I was in terrible pain and I had to just go ahead and get it done. But this scheme is unbelievable because this is for people who have been waiting on a HSC waiting list to have an operation done, and you can actually go and get it done up north.
Yeah, that's right, Trina. And the thing is, you don't even have to be on a waiting list to access this. So really, it's a piece of EU legislation that allows patients in Ireland to travel to any EU member state to access surgery, meaning you don't have to sit on a waiting list for 2 years, 3 years, 4 years. So in effect, you can travel up to Belfast, to Kingsbridge Private Hospital, you pay in advance for your surgery, and then you're reimbursed money after your surgery by the HSC. So everyone is entitled to this. Obviously, the hurdle in this is probably just accessing the funds for your surgery, but everyone is approved and everyone is reimbursed their money.
Are you reimbursed the full amount or just a percentage?
That depends on the procedure, Trina. Most major surgeries whereby you're kept in the hospital overnight will be fully reimbursed. So things such as a hip replacement, a knee replacement, for example, are fully reimbursed. Some day case procedures do encounter a shortfall in the money back, but that's typically only maybe 20% of your money not being returned. So it's typically only a few hundred euros, and people are happy to sacrifice that because they're not having to wait on the waiting list. This gives you rapid access to treatment. You know, we were in Athlone yesterday at a Senior Times over 50s expo, and I spoke to a lady who is waiting 4 years simply to speak to a consultant for hip surgery. That's just a sign of the long waiting lists in the south. Unfortunately, yourself, you weren't aware of this, and I'm sure there's many who aren't, but we are doing our best to reach out to medical professionals, GPs, you know, to tell their patients about this, and we're doing as many shows as we can to get this good news story out there.
Yeah, well, that's why I had to tell people, I had to tell the listeners about it, because I was strung with that cost back in January and we had to get a loan out at the last minute, but I just couldn't wait. I was told I'd be waiting maybe 2 years, and I thought, I had to get an ambulance 3 times within a week. I said, I cannot go through this. You know, we have to just do something about it. We did it, and I haven't had any problems since, so it's been great. But so you're talking hip replacements, you're talking knee surgery, cataracts, things like this that people need to get done sooner rather than later, really.
Absolutely, Trina. This covers any treatment offered by the HSC, and you can access this under the cross-border. You know, we have TDs there in Cork and Kerry who are sending busloads of patients up for cataract surgery. In fact, to date, they've sent 36 coachloads of patients for cataract surgery alone. And then there's now in excess of 300 patients a month travelling from the south up to Kingsbridge Private Hospital to access this. We're in a fortunate position where we've put in place a dedicated cross-border team to look after patients from the very first inquiry right through the process. And that covers, you know, their HSE paperwork. We will do that for them upon consultation. So they're really taken by the hand all the way through the process, and it's a seamless process that we've been doing now for 3 years.
So what do you need then to get it? Do you need a doctor, a referral letter from your doctor, or what do you need to even apply for it?
The one thing you need, Trina, to access this is a referral letter from your GP. Now, what we would say is the first stage would be to contact our cross-border team, and they can do that by calling 04890 68858. Those guys will speak to the patient and tell them every little detail in terms of costs, of reimbursements, etc., and look at clinic availability. And they will also provide the consultant's name. So when they have that name, the patient then goes to their GP to request a referral letter. The consultant's name goes on the referral, and that's it. It's as easy as that.
You mentioned that you don't necessarily have to be on a waiting list.
So there is a myth that you had to be maybe 3 months, 6 months on a waiting list. If, for example, a patient goes to their optician today and they decide you need a cataract surgery, the patient can simply access the referral letter there and then, having got the consultant's name from the cross-border team, and they bring that referral letter to their consultation.
Okay.
In Kingsbridge.
I was told the reason why I'd be waiting 2 years was because of the lack of theatre time available. So I would imagine, you know, you're in a private hospital, but you still have limited theatre. So if loads and loads and loads of people are going to you, can there be a bit of a wait?
Well, because we're a private hospital, trainer, we don't have public waiting lists as you would do in a public hospital. So we're in that fortunate position. Because it's a range of procedures, a lot of them are day case procedures. People who come for hips and knees are typically in maybe for an average of 2 to 4 nights. So we've a 16-bed ward there. You may be waiting a few weeks to see a consultant. For the likes of a day case procedure, you're in then very quickly after that. For the likes of a hip or a knee procedure, you could be maybe 3 to 4 weeks after your consultation. So it's 3 to 4 weeks. It's not 3 to 4 years. You know? So,
I think I had to wait anyway, Gareth. I think I had to wait about maybe 8 weeks anyhow, even though I was paying for it. And normally that's to do with things like if you're on certain medication, you might need to come off that medication for a month, or there can be reasons like that for a wait as well.
Of course. Well, when the patient comes for their initial consultation, that will all be discussed with the consultant. And if there's a case whereby they, you know, they need to come off medication, that's all taken into consideration, and a further date is agreed. What I will say is that for major surgeries, such as a hip or knee replacement, the HSE do give you prior authorisation, but that can take maybe 3 weeks from your consultation. But the great thing with that is that the patient knows that the HSE have approved them for cross-border treatment, and they also provide them with the cost of the surgery and the reimbursement figure. So that gives the patient peace of mind as well prior to their surgery.
And what about aftercare then?
So for aftercare, most of the procedures will offer the patient a 6-week post-op review, whereby they can come back to Kingsbridge. And after that, then the pathway is that they're back into the care of the HSE. So they can access physio treatment. If they need stitches removed, their local HSE health centre, whatever, if it may be a hospital, take care of that aspect as well. You know, any situation whereby that doesn't happen, the facilities in breach of the cross-border directive.
And what about things like CT scans and MRIs that can take a long time? Are they covered?
They are indeed. Any treatment or service is covered. So it's not just surgery. It's MRI scans, CT scans, X-rays, etc. Even just for a consultation, if a patient wanted, you know, a second opinion, they can come up for the consultation, and they're reimbursed money for that consultation too, up to the value of €130.
And is there anything that you don't do?
There's no intensive care unit in the hospital, unfortunately. So major cardiac surgery, for example, we don't offer that. There may well be providers who do that, but just not in Kingsbridge
and
at the moment.
It's getting bigger all the time. And then when it comes to being reimbursed, does it take a very long time to be reimbursed the money? So if you go and get maybe a credit union loan or something to cover the cost of your op, how long before you can tell the credit union you'll be able to pay them back?
Typically now, Trina, it's about 8 to 10 weeks for reimbursement. And when we first started this, it was an average of 4 weeks, but it's just due to the volume of people now accessing the cross-border directive that there's more applications going through. So it does take that little bit longer now, but the money is guaranteed given that this is a piece of EU legislation.
Okay, I just wish I'd known about it. And it's all about the GP kind of telling you as well, isn't it?
I know, Trina. And listen, we've done our best. We've spoken to as many GPs as possible. You know, we do attend GP training evenings, etc., just to get this message across. If there's any listeners out there, you know, who know of a way whereby we could maybe address all the GPs via one communication, you know, that would be invaluable for us, because it is patient care at the end of the day. And if GPs were telling their patients about this, the likes of yourself would have known how to access this. And how do you avoid the waiting list or having to fund it from your own pocket?
Well, I know you're doing road shows all around the country as well, and you're doing Galway in September, and you're doing Dublin in October. You're going all over the place, but the details are on the website, which is crossbordersurgery.co.uk. And we'll put a link to that up in our social media. I'm sure so many of our listeners are going to be grabbing this chance because nobody wants to be waiting and in pain. It's terrible because it really restricts what you can get on with your life, you know, and once it's done, everything's great.
It's really giving people rapid access to treatment, and, you know, that means their condition is in no way deteriorating. They have a better quality of life. You just mentioned the road shows there. Can I just say, we're in Dublin actually next week in the Crown Plaza, Blanchardstown, on the 24th from 10 until 7. And then we're in the Royal Marine Hotel in Dunleary the 25th of July, from 10 to 7. So if there's anyone there who would like to come along and find out more information or has any questions, you know, we're going to be there and have a presence, and we're just happy to get this message out there.
Now, Gareth, is this going to be affected by Brexit at all?
Well, Trina, delighted to say that we've had it confirmed by the HSE and the government in Dáil Éireann that despite what Brexit has delivered, the cross-border health care directive will remain in place. It's been a hot topic and a question that we're asked quite a lot, but delighted to say and confirm that no, it will remain, and we are taking bookings for patients already who are maybe looking at surgery sort of September, October time. through the holiday, so it will continue.
And just one last question for you, Gareth. Why would somebody bother getting health insurance then, private health insurance, if they can go and do this?
Good question, Trina. A lot of it's probably like a case like yourself, whereby people don't know about this. We have had patients access the cross-border directive who have private medical insurance and have VHI cover as well. And the reason being, the patient said it was for a fear of their premiums maybe going up the following year, and they were in a privileged position that they had the funds to pay for the surgery themselves and wait on reimbursement. Some level of cover means that you still have to go on a waiting list as well, so it was actually quicker for that patient to access the cross-border directive than have to wait while the condition deteriorated as well. So that's probably a question for the individuals, but the service is here and maybe people just don't know about it, like, as that's happened yourself, unfortunately.
Definitely something to consider and to think about it. If you are getting your private health insurance, are there other options as well? All right, well, that's cleared it up for me, Gareth.
Brilliant, Trina.
I only wish I knew about it 6 months ago. But sure, look, what can you do?
Absolutely.
And do you know the other thing that I was told as well, because mine was a gallbladder problem, I was told that the longer you leave it, so if you're 2 years waiting on the waiting on the HSC waiting list, the longer you leave it, the worse the condition is going to get. And
well,
it makes it more difficult to operate, yeah.
Yeah, and it's the same for, you know, joints such as your hips and knees. So the condition deteriorates, say quality of life deteriorates. So even for cataracts, you know, there's people there who can't drive at night time due to the cataracts, etc. So, you know, this is a fantastic initiative that offers them that chance to get that surgery quicker. Listen, I'll give you that number again. It's 048-906-8858. Or you can email crossborder@kingsbridgeprivatehospital.com as well.
Gareth Crudden, Kingsbridge Private Hospital, thanks so much for that info today. No doubt you're going to be inundated with people now. This is something for the weekend. It's Classic Hits.